There are two quotations that I wish to give you at the moment regarding the platform. They are both from the manual. The first one you studied and subscribed to before you became a member of the Mother Church. Remember, in my letter of May 18, 1957, I reminded you of what Mrs. Eddy said to John Lathrop about the bylaws. She said, quote, "Every bylaw is inspired. I did not write them any more than I wrote Science and Health." Close quote. Knowing then, as you do, that every bylaw in our manual is God-given, you have to heed them to the nth degree. You cannot bypass a single one. The manual says, quote, "To become a member of the Mother Church, the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts, the applicant must be a believer in the doctrines of Christian Science, according to the platform and teaching contained in the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, by Reverend Mary Baker Eddy." Close quote. When we went through class together, I urged you to study thoroughly this bylaw in the manual on teaching. Here it says, quote, "The teachers of the normal class shall teach from the chapter Recapitulation in Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures and from the Christian Science platform, beginning on page 330 of the revised editions since 1902, and they shall teach nothing contrary thereto." Close quote. In the paragraph preceding the platform, the textbook states, quote, "When the following platform is understood, and the letter and the spirit bear witness, the infallibility of divine metaphysics will be demonstrated." Close quote. Now, I have studied science for many years, and I have read this paragraph many, many times. But all of a sudden, the words were fairly illumined. Here is a challenge for you and me, because Mrs. Eddy says, quote, "When the following platform is understood," close quote. Now, honestly, what have we done toward getting a full understanding of the platform? This statement caused me to do a little self-examination, and I became inquisitive. I used the Socratic method. Did I understand the platform? After the platform is understood, there is another condition which says that, quote, "The letter and the spirit bear witness," close quote. The first condition here is that the letter must bear witness. Next, the spirit must bear witness. After these conditions have been fulfilled, the textbook says, quote, "The infallibility of divine metaphysics will be demonstrated," close quote. Note that Mrs. Eddy says the platform is divine metaphysics. Isn't this a tremendous statement? The platform is infallible when understood. Could you want a greater gift? No wonder that the old serpent, called Devil, Satan, has used every device imaginable to sidetrack you from the full import of the platform. In the platform, you have that which is infallible. And this infallibility is Satan's death knell. When you bear witness to the letter and the spirit, Satan has no sway over you. Webster's dictionary says, infallible is, quote, unfailing in operation, exempt from liability to error, absolutely trustworthy. Close quote. Christians who accept our Master as authority regard his sayings as infallible, close quote, says Mrs. Eddy. Likewise, we must accept the infallibility of the platform because it is the Word of God speaking. You may not have said today, I am infallible, but in substance you have said it. Let me tell you how, for years, you have said it. You have said, man has no mind but God, or man is incapable of sin, disease, and death, or man is above sin or frailty. This boils down to, I am infallible now. Simple, isn't it? Mrs. Eddy also stressed the need for inflexibility. She called for inflexible practitioners. These are the practitioners we should have today, and we can have practitioners who do not yield to error. In miscellaneous writings, our leader says, quote, less teaching and good healing is today the acme of well done. A healing that is not guesswork, chronic recovery ebbing and flowing, but instantaneous cure. This absolute demonstration of science must be revived. Close quote. Note that, quote, this absolute demonstration of science must be revived. Close quote. This certainty is a very strong statement. When we know the infallibility of divine metaphysics, when we know man is infallible now, we will have inflexible practitioners and we will revive this absolute demonstration of science. In the chapter Recapitulation, Mrs. Eddy asks a very pertinent question. It is the next to last question when she says, quote, how can I progress most rapidly in the understanding of Christian Science? Close quote. The answer is, quote, study thoroughly the letter and imbibe the spirit. Close quote. We must become familiar with the letter. She continues, quote, adhere to the divine principle of Christian Science and follow the behests of God, abiding steadfastly in wisdom, truth, and love. Close quote. Jesus knew the value of the letter. He said, quote, for verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. Close quote. You have to study the letter. Be letter perfect and know it exactly. You cannot be careless with the letter. Quote, ye do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of God, close quote, says Jesus. And in Luke it says, quote, as Jesus journeyed with his disciples, he expounded the scriptures. And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. And they said one to another, did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the scriptures? Then opened he their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. Close quote. In Science and Health, we read, quote, the spiritual sense of the scriptures brings out the scientific sense and is the new tongue referred to in the last chapter of Mark's Gospel. Close quote. Now, we have well established the letter and the importance of being letter perfect. Secondly, the Spirit must bear witness. The Spirit is the full realization of the being of things. Spirit is feeling, that deep feeling where you just know, so deep and clear that it is difficult to put it into words. Mrs. Eddy says, quote, "You must feel and know that God alone governs man, that his government is harmonious, that he is too pure to behold iniquity." Close quote. Spirit is the positive knowing, having no doubt, the realization where you feel it in your heart. This feeling is as deep and as sure as intuition. The textbook says, quote, "Remember that the letter and mental argument are only human auxiliaries to aid in bringing thought into accord with the Spirit of truth and love, which heals the sick and the sinner." Close quote. Isaiah said, quote, "Thus saith the Lord, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it." Close quote. Jesus spoke with authority, and so did Mrs. Eddy. You cannot voice truth without speaking with authority. Truth is authority. Affirm on the side of that which is true, and the true will bring all good into your experience. Mrs. Eddy says, quote, "Truth is affirmative and confers harmony." Close quote. The platform reads, quote, "The Scriptures also declare that God is Spirit. Therefore, in Spirit, all is harmony, and there can be no discord. All is life, and there is no death." Close quote. Are you afraid to say this? Why will you allow anything to the contrary to appear as your experience? In Miscellaneous Writings, Mrs. Eddy tells us, quote, "Think of this inheritance, heaven right here, where angels are as men, clothed more lightly, and men as angels who, burdened for an hour, spring into liberty, and the good they would do, that they do, and the evil they would not do, that they do not." Close quote. In John we read, quote, "It is written in the prophets, and they shall be all taught of God. Every man therefore that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me." Close quote. If, as John writes, we are all taught of God, then we must not hesitate to let God teach us. God is the author of the textbook. This we know. "Stand your ground." Quote, "None of these things move me." Close quote. Quote, "Spirit is positive." Close quote. An honest Christian Scientist is one who fully understands Christian Science. He is neither a reading scientist, a belief scientist, nor a faith scientist. In Miscellany we read, quote, "The burden of proof that Christian Science is science rests on Christian Scientists. The letter without the Spirit is dead. It is the Spirit that heals the sick and the sinner, that makes the heart tender, faithful, true. Most men and women talk well, and some practice what they say. Close quote. When we are realizing the platform, we are allowing nothing but his likeness to abide in our thought. You can do nothing but think. You are thinking all the time, and it is far better to let mind direct your thought. Just think of the great possibilities in store for you when you gain the realization of your oneness with mind. And mind says, quote, "Son, all that I have is thine." Close quote. The platform is the working basis of Christian Science. It is essential for daily work. Make it your daily companion. Our leader says, quote, "Are we duly aware of our own great opportunities and responsibilities? Are we prepared to meet and improve them, to act up to the acme of divine energy wherewith we are armored?" Close quote.